Hello, could you tell me your name, please?
Graham Parra from Université de Montréal.
And Graham, could you tell us a little bit about what you thought of this morning's panels, the one that we just saw with the two ambassadors and the one before with Nick Nanos?
They're both very informative, learned quite a bit. I'm actually a student in international studies, so it was very interesting to watch.
And did you feel that you learned things from what they said this morning about the Canada-U.S. relationship that you didn't know before, or were there any surprises, or was it pretty much what you were expecting to hear?
I don't think I ever realized like how big it actually is. I didn't actually realize that it was $3 billion of trade every day that crossed the border. So that is actually gives me a much greater appreciation for the grandeur of the relationship.
And from people in your generation, you're a student, an undergraduate student. How do you feel that perceptions are in your generation of people in the United States? Do you feel that there's hostility, or people think positively or negatively? How do young people today see Americans in Montreal, let's say?
Well, being that we are in Montreal, I think that a lot of people feel that the United States is seen as something that could infringe on our culture, infringe on the French language very much, because we receive so much media from the United States, so many goods from the United States that are very, well, anglicized. So I think that's definitely seen as a threat by many people, but I think we really do rely on the United States, their partnership with the United States for our prosperity. So,
super. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is James Gutman, and I am from Ottawa, Ontario.
And James, tell me what you thought about the panels this morning, the two ambassadors, and before that, Nick Nanos.
I actually came right at the beginning of the two ambassadors, and they were generally good. One thing that really upset me, though, was how they deflected the comment about the Congo, because it's very interesting that Canadian and American governments support Kigali, because the last two decades, over 6 million people have died, and their complete deflection of the comment really reflects how the Canadian and American government are completely apathetic to the raping and the killing of innocent Congolese people.
Interesting. Why didn't you ask a question to the ambassadors about that?
I wanted to. Someone else did. When I was about to go up, actually, it was like last questions, because I guess they're starting to realize people were asking more and more controversial questions. Like, someone asked an Omar Carter question, and I thought that was really, really compelling. But then again, you know, these guys are politicians. They're very well versed. They know how to deflect it. But you know, it was good, because, you know, a lot of very important issues, you know, because this is about American-Canadian relations. And I think Omar Khadr is a very, very important issue when you examine Canadian-American relations. And I think the kind of thing at the high, very, very high levels, because these guys are very, very high level, I think I think the mistrust and the hate that Canadians have for Americans, and that Americans have for Americans, their government, is embodied by the way they treat those questions, because they're not participating in the dialogue, and they're not talking to people about these important issues. And, you know, you kind of talked about Guantanamo and how you wanted to close it. That's completely irrelevant. He didn't talk about why Guantanamo still exists. He didn't talk about why Omar Khadr hasn't had those trials, and Somalian pirates do get trials. It's testament to the climate that exists within bureaucracies in Canada and the United States.
Well, you have very strong opinions, James. That's good to see. So thank you very much.
Thank you.